Things I don't want to see coming back to haunt me. Trapped in my own private war, I can't take it anymore. Well, those are lyrics my next guest wrote for his song Ghosts. For more than 20 years, Gary Leach was a freelance journalist, and he spent much of his time in Colombia reporting from the front lines of that country's long and bloody conflict against the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, better known as FARC. 7 years ago, he gave up being a war correspondent, but he could not leave behind the horrors he witnessed. Leach was eventually diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's that struggle he shares in a new book called Ghosts Within, Journeying Through PTSD. He's in Ottawa for the launch. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
You write about a moment where things came to a head while you were in a bar in Colombia. It was about 4 years after you stopped reporting on the conflict. Can you tell us what happened that night?
Yeah, I just finished teaching an intensive course at the university in Cali, Colombia on media and conflict. And it was the night before I was due to fly home. And I was just sitting there having a couple of beers. And all of a sudden, I burst into tears. And I've never been a crier. And I didn't know where they came from, but I couldn't stop crying. And I got a cab back from the bar to my hotel, kept crying, called my partner back home, and she didn't understand what was happening. And the next day, all the way home, I just crying and crying and crying. And then all of a sudden, I started having intrusive memories and images of some of the things I'd witnessed and experienced in Colombia. You know, massacre victims and people who had limbs blown off by landmines. And I saw a therapist a week after I returned, and that began the diagnosis of post-traumatic stress syndrome.
When you were in that cab and you were crying, I mean, how did you explain all of that to yourself at the time?
I thought it was physical illness. I had chronic fatigue, headaches, sinus symptoms, allergy symptoms, upset stomach, nausea. But went to doctors, had blood tests, allergy tests. There was no physical illness. And then in November 2016, when my breakdown occurred and I got my diagnosis, I realized they were all physical symptoms of my mental illness.
What drew you to being a war correspondent in the first place?
I was backpacking in Central America in the early 80s, and then in early 1982, I was actually arrested by the army, the Salvadoran military in El Salvador, and detained and imprisoned for 8 days until the International Red Cross managed to get me out. During that imprisonment, my cellmate, who I didn't know, was a Nicaraguan woman. She was gang-raped by three soldiers. And that was my first traumatic experience, was witnessing that. But I came back from El Salvador and just kind of shut down. I didn't talk about El Salvador or what was going on there with the U.S.-supported military. Eventually, I started researching what was happening in El Salvador. And I had a lot of guilt and shame because I realized I felt I should have come back after my experience and spoken out about it and tried to create awareness of the human rights violations there, and I didn't. So I went back to university and decided I want to work as a journalist and I want to cover U.S. foreign policy in Latin America. I could have done that in many different ways. I didn't realize until therapy, just a couple years ago, the exact reason why I chose to be a war correspondent. I kept replicating the risk to my life that happened in El Salvador, except this time with a different outcome. In Colombia, I could work in these war zones and I could come back from them and this time write about it and create awareness about what was happening. Many friends thought I had a death wish, and I thought maybe I do too, but now I realize no, it was just replicating that traumatic experience in El Salvador, but this time given a different outcome every time.
What did you know about PTSD before going in? Because if you work for a big news organization and you're going to a hostile environment or a conflict zone, you usually get some kind of training on what to expect.
Well, as a freelancer, I didn't have any. I thought it was something soldiers in combat get, as many people do. now I've learned so much about it. And what I realized that in North America, the number one demographic with PTSD is women who have suffered rape or sexual abuse. It's not combat veterans. So, but it's something that can happen to anyone who experiences any type of traumatic experience, whether it be a car accident, a natural disaster, or violent abuse. Believing it was just soldiers prevented me realizing what was going on with me. And I think there's many other people out there who don't understand PTSD, which is one of the reasons I wrote the book.
I know it's a big question, but if you could sum up what PTSD feels like.
For me, the worst part was intrusive memories. For years, I was constantly bombarded throughout the day with images of and thoughts of massacre victims I'd witnessed and the rape in El Salvador. And they just disconnect you from the present moment. And this feeling of doom and gloom and isolation and fear. And so I'd withdraw. I'd turn my bedroom into a man cave and I'd spend 20 hours a day in there, rarely leave the house because I couldn't. The anxiety that I felt at the thought of dealing with other people or being in public places. And for many with PTSD, me included, you start feeling the only way out of this is suicide. And many, many, many times, hundreds of times, I contemplated suicide. One of the problems is in our healthcare system is it's not prepared to deal with it. So many people have to wait over a year to get treatment, and many of these people are suicidal, and that's why there's high suicide rates in PTSD. And I think with regard to the military, for too long we've been willing to spend money to send men and women to war zones, but when they come back broken, there's not the money to help them deal with the consequences of their traumatic experiences.
You mentioned that you have been going through therapy and I guess trying to come to terms with it, but at the same time, some people might be wondering, writing a book, doing interviews like this, in a way that takes you back to all of these memories, is there not a risk that you re-traumatize yourself by going back and reliving those, or do you have a new way of coping?
I view it as a kind of chronic illness that you've got to manage all the time. I have to manage it every day. I have all kinds of coping mechanisms I do to make sure I don't take on too much, control my anxiety, because I feel anxiety all the time. The therapy I've done, the years of therapy now, and the medication I'm on, I've learned how to manage things and what I can and can't do and how much I can do and not do. It's still a struggle. Like, the anxiety I felt this morning was awful, but I've learned that, okay, I can get through it.
What do you hope the emotion is that people feel when they get to the last page of your book?
I'm hoping that people with PTSD don't feel so alone and isolated. And the same for loved ones, because it's an illness that impacts everyone around them. It's been amazing. This Ottawa book launch was my seventh on this tour across Canada, and in almost every one, people have cried, they've told their own stories, and many of them said it's the first time they've spoken publicly about their PTSD, their mental illness.
I hope you feel proud of that in some way.
Yes, it's incredibly gratifying, and it's what I hope the book will do for people too.
It was good to meet you, Gary. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Robin.
That's Gary Leach. He's the author of the new book, Ghosts Within, Journeying Through PTSD. He's originally from Manchester in England. He now lives in Cape Breton. We have a signed copy of the book to give away. You have to be the third person to email us with your name and your contact number to ottawamorning@cbc.ca. Just put ghosts in the subject line. And of course, if you or someone you know is struggling, the Ottawa Distress Line is there to listen. The number to call is 613-238-3311. That's a 24/7 line. The number again is 613-238-3311.